want to organize this gathering to Speaker Hastie and Leader Stuart Cousins. Thank you for your leadership. Look, the 2016 election was about income inequality. That's what this whole country talked about for a year. How to address something that had gotten out of hand. How to take care of working people that were falling farther and farther behind. Well, unfortunately, what people are finding now as they look at the Trump administration, they're seeing a president who wants to give more and more tax cuts to the wealthy, and tax cuts to the corporations, and tax cuts to the health insurance companies. That's what's happening right now. And there is an anger in this country and an anger in this state as people feel they've been lied to. They thought they were going to get some relief from their economic distress, and what they're finding is quite the opposite, that the rich are getting richer. And right now, as we speak, the whole debate over the Affordable Care Act is proceeding, and the Republican plan would give huge tax cuts to the wealthy and the insurance companies. So before you even get to quote-unquote tax reform that President Trump's been talking about, which is really a tax giveaway to the wealthy, you could already see a whole change on the health care front that will already advantage those who have so much. So right now, people are expecting the rest of us to fight back. They're expecting our leaders in Albany to do something about it and to right the situation by asking the wealthy to pay more in state and local taxes. That's how we address the madness we're seeing in Washington and the lies we're seeing in Washington. We have a chance here in New York State to live up to our reputation as the most progressive state in the country. We have a chance to do something about it by passing the mansion tax and passing the expanded millionaires tax. I wish I could tell you that we were dealing with a situation of equity and fairness, but we're not. As we're having this discussion here in Albany, there are many, many wealthy people in this country who are getting ready to have a lot more money in their pockets. That's what's going on. They are planning on huge tax cuts up ahead. And what's that going to do to everyday people? That's going to take away money from what the federal government does to support everyday Americans, everyday New Yorkers. It's then going to have a negative impact on the state budget, and certainly going to have a negative impact on my city's budget and cities and counties all over the state. All that is playing out right now. We have a chance to provide the antidote here in New York State by expanding the millionaire's tax. That would bring in over $2 billion. That would help us address all the things that are not being addressed right now sufficiently. Education for our kids, public safety, infrastructure, affordable housing. We need more on all those fronts all over the state, but imagine how much more we're going to need it if these Trump tax cuts for the wealthy go through and federal revenue plummets. We have one chance to get it right before the federal government passes their budget later in the year. This is our one chance. Second, the mansion tax. I'll finish with this. Again, with profound thanks to all those here and the great leadership of the Assembly. Thank you, Speaker, for including the expanded millionaire's tax and the mansion tax in the One House budget. Thank you to all our allies in the Senate. Here's the bottom line. Right now, there are seniors struggling to get by in New York City. Because they, so many of them are on fixed income. So many of them serve the people of New York City.